Mark Hughes is a retired English teacher who educated a younger David Bellavia in both 8th and 10th grades.
He was a good student. He wasn't an angel by any stretch of the imagination. He was a good boy. He was all boy, so to speak. He would get into a few mishaps or scrapes, and when David did something that he shouldn't have done, he would be the first to come clean, and that would be the end of it. You know what I mean?
Hughes adds that Bellavia emerged as a leader, not because he sought it, but because his friendliness and openness to others attracted those who followed him. When he discussed his pending Medal of Honor ceremony earlier this month, Bellavia spoke of receiving the medal for all of his comrades. He published his Iraq War experiences in a book, House to House, which was selected years later by Patrick Welch for his syllabus when he worked as an adjunct professor at Damon College. He explains it's because Bellavia's book offers an honest account of the warrior's state of mind.
Well, there's a fact that no clinician on this earth can argue with me on, is that no one, absolutely no one, goes to war and ever returns the same person. You do things in a war zone that you would not normally do in the course of daily living, and you do it to stay alive, and you do it for the men that are serving with you and the women on your left and right.
Welch, a veterans advocate who now serves as a senior mentor in the Buffalo Veterans Treatment Court, says of the 48 million men and women who served in the military dating back to the American Revolution, fewer than 3,500 have received the Medal of Honor. Bellavia's decoration is noteworthy as he becomes the first surviving Iraq War veteran to receive the Medal of Honor. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.